Give us a minute. We'll give you the news, just not headline news. On Madtown's 93.1.
Champs.
Scientists discovered a new species of sharks with an all-white eye.
This makes me wonder what else is underwater, besides my mortgage.
Mark Zuckerberg wants workers back in the office 3 days a week.
Because he knows when they're at home, they spend all day on Facebook.
Malaysia has broken the Guinness World Record for the largest gathering of people wearing Spider-Man costumes.
It also broke the record for the largest gathering of virgins.
The federal government is auctioning off lighthouses.
So if you want to live in utter physical and emotional isolation, get married.
Pope Francis had abdominal surgery to treat an intestinal blockage.
That's what happens when your only source of fiber is communion wafers.
Chris Christie's running for president.
His slogan? It's time to put someone oval in the Oval Office.
An experimental gene therapy shot allows female cats to be spayed without surgery.
Which is a much easier form of birth control than getting male cats to wear tiny condoms.
A Mississippi man arrested after police found meth in his Cheetos bag.
And here we thought regular Cheetos were addictive.
An Air India flight intended for Russia ended up in San Francisco.
So to summarize, a group of passengers escaped one socialist hellhole for another.
Researchers have traced the origins of masturbation to primates 40 million years ago.
Not surprisingly, that time period coincides with the first known printing of a Sears catalog.
NASA's James Webb Space Telescope has captured images of a galaxy 20 million light years away.
It's as distant as Nikki Haley's chances of becoming president.
The Rock will star in a Fast and Furious spinoff.
Production won't be affected by the writer's strike because those movies have no script.
Justin Bieber's dad posted a homophobic message for Pride Month.
I'm thinking the same thing. Satan's on social media?
Sharon Stone says she couldn't get work after her stroke.
I don't get it. If you're unable to walk or talk and you can't act, but you can be president?
Jennifer Aniston says she suffered multiple injuries from working out too hard.
So, hey, at least it's one thing you don't have to worry about, Chris Christie.
The woman accusing Cuba Gooding Jr. of rape has dropped the charges.
But only after he agreed to show her the money.
Not headline news.
With DJ Fusion.
Weekdays just after 5:30 on Madtown's 93.1. Jams.